Tensions are rising in the coal fields of southern Appalachia as more militant, though nonviolent, protests are being staged to end mountaintop removal coal mining, as the demand for coal and its availability in the region is declining. In West Virginia, even some pro-coal officials estimate that the coal industry will play out in the state over the next 20 years, although vast amounts will remain accessible in the American West for much longer. In mountaintop removal coal mining, mountain ridges are blown up using millions of tons of dynamite, and the dislodged rocks and earth are dumped into the valleys below. The process so far has obliterated 500 mountain ridges and buried 2,000 miles of freshwater streams. Dan Doyle is a family physician who's worked at the New River Health Association serving Fayette County, West Virginia, for the past 34 years. He also directs the health center's Black Lung Clinic. Over the past several years, underground coal miners have seen a spike in black lung disease, which restricts breathing and in the most serious cases is fatal. Doyle notes that several recent studies have revealed a marked increase in both birth defects and certain cancers in residents of communities near mountaintop removal sites. His patients include many residents who depend on the coal industry for their livelihood. Sitting on the front porch of his home, Dr. Doyle spoke with Between the Lines' Melinda Tuhus, sharing his views about the complicated nature of community support for and opposition to mountaintop removal coal mining.
The people most opposed to mountaintop mining here in Fayette County tend to be people who are middle class, came from outside, are first generation here, have college education, often have professional jobs, or are employed often as owners and entrepreneurs in the tourism industry. So they have a economic interest against mountaintop mining. And then in addition, they tend to be environmentally aware and have kind of a global perspective on climate change and on environmental destruction in general. Then there's the probably majority of the population here whose families have been here for a long time, many of whom are employed directly in the coal mining industry, not just as coal miners, because those jobs have shrunk to a handful, but there's so many other jobs that are related: equipment shops, supplies, electrical equipment, maintenance, tires, fuel, insurance, that the coal and gas industry here is so pervasive in our economy that there are many, many people, and they tend to be more people who are natives and have been here for a long time and who are working class or below, who very strongly identify with coal mining, both as what's putting bread on the table in somebody's family, in their extended family right now, and also that it's their history and their heritage. And so that difference has been easy to exploit for the energy industry and the coal mining industry. And they've done a great job of keeping people divided, keeping people at each other's throats, keeping people blaming each other and hating each other. And it's a really big challenge here.
I've read that a number of polls over the last, I'm not sure what number of years, show that overall, statewide, more people are opposed to mountaintop removal mining than in favor. But when you get right in southern West Virginia, it may not be so, maybe less than majority.
There's a wonderful way to appreciate that around here, because all you have to do is look at all the Friends of Coal decals on people's cars and trucks. And if you start looking, I'm assuming you've seen some of those. If you start looking, Friends of Coal is basically a coal operator, Republican lobby and media campaign that is aimed at maintaining mountaintop mining with minimal restriction and minimal interference as long as possible. They know the handwriting's on the wall. They know that this can't continue. My analogy is somebody who's won a prize where they get 15 minutes in a grocery store to run around and put as much stuff in their cart as they can. And they get in there, they go straight to the meat department, and they just load their cart up with meat and just throw in liquor, and they're on the clock, and they're going to get everything they can until the whistle blows. And so the Friends of Coal campaign is to do everything possible to extend that by a few years so that they can cram as much coal wealth and energy wealth into their carts before finally it comes to a stop. But they have succeeded in getting people with that coal mining history and legacy and who are depending on that for this month's food. and this month's college tuition for their children and this month's car payment to join with that. In addition, those stickers are handed out at work at union and non-union mines and equipment shops and electrical supply shops and barber shops. And people are basically told, show your support, put this on your car. And if you're a coal miner at a non-union mine and your boss tells you to put this on your car, you put it on your car and you take it home and tell your wife to put it on her car. And so you see this stuff all over the place. That's one way that it's easy to see, if not active, thoughtful support, gut support and identification with this anti-government, anti-EPA, anti-regulation, anti-inspection, pro-corporate, anti-union cause. It's actually quite a big paradox and contradiction that that is the case, but it is.
That was Dr. Dan Doyle of New River Health Association. Visit our Between the Lines website at btlonline.org to learn more about mountaintop removal coal mining's impact on surrounding communities.